Today's Tanya, the 16th of Av, is an Egeres HaKedesh Simen Hei, Daf Kuf Ches Amad Aleph. Number at the bottom of the page is 414. Ach b'yinyin, but to explain better, Lama Omri Rizal Sheilam Hazeh Daf Kenivra Behei, that this world is created. Eilam Hazeh is created from the letter Hei, although he explained already before that the letter Hei represents the body of the letters. And this world is like the body, the physical world. But to explain it better, Hinei Yadu Alecho Chachmei Lev, Kizibri Ha'Eilam Zvahei Choleis, it is known to all those who understand that the numbers, the multitudes of worlds and chambers, Asher Ein Lohem Mispa, that have no number, endless numbers, Hecholis means the attributes, the midas. Kamesha Kosov Hayesh Mispa Ligdudov, Uphol Hechal Ugdud, Elef Alofim Vizibriz Vovin Melochim, as it says, is there a number for his hosts? And in every Hechal, in every chamber, and in every Gdud, there are tens of thousands of thousands, and so on. So the numbers are incredibly great. Numbers of angels, v'chein, nefesh ruach neshama yichida, and also chaya yichida, also the levels of souls, madreges le'ein ketz, also there are levels, endlessly, uv'chol eilam ve'echoles mezibri echoles shebatzilis b'yitzizo, and in all of the chambers, from the many chambers that are in all the worlds, atzilis b'yitzizo, hine kol ribuyim eilu, so all of these multitudes, zibri achazibui, numbers after numbers, ad ein ketz mamash, until it reaches endlessness, Hakil nimshach v'nishpa mezibri tzirufeichav beis esi es dvar Hashem. All of these creations, the angels and the neshames, all of them come from the combinations of letters in God's speech. Hameschalk is gamkin l'tzirufim rabim adin ketz, which also are composed of combinations, endless combinations. Adin ketz v'tachlis mamosh, until they are literally endless. Kamesha kosev b'sefer Yetziro, as it says in the Sefer Yetziro, that shiva avonim, seven stones, meaning seven letters, beneis, can build chamesh esalof in 5,040 batim. In other words, there are 5,040 combinations that you can get from seven letters. Mikan ve'eloch tzeva chashev, and from there on, in other words, what about eight letters? How many combinations can you make of eight letters, and how many can you make of nine, and so on? The increase is very rapid until masha'ein hape yochol ledaber. The numbers become so large that the mouth can't express them. Gam shiyesh b'maylus u'madregis ha'malochim u'neshomis. Kamo v'kamo mine maylus u'madregis chalukeis. And although there exists in the various levels of souls and angels so many different degrees and so many different types, gaveya al gaveya, one higher than the other, hine hakel nimshach lefi chilufei hatzirufin v'hatmureis ba'at bash. All of it comes from the variations of the combinations and the substitutions of letters in the various aleph bases that Torah has. That sometimes an aleph is substituted with a tav, and the bays with a shin, which is one kind of substitution. Then there are other forms of substitution. Kama shekosu pedikid bays. Ach derech klal, hinei kulam b'alei chochma v'das. So in spite of their differences, the differences coming from the variations of the combinations and substitutions of the letters, as we learned earlier, that those creatures that come from the letters of the ten utterances themselves, they are higher creatures, and those that come through substitute letters are lower creatures. Yet, all of them, generally speaking, have wisdom, angels and the Shamez, they have wisdom and knowledge, the Yedim as Beidim. They know their creator, Mipnei, he yes, he yusam, Mipnimius Aces, because their life comes from the inner part of the letter, Hanim Shaches Mibchinas Chachmei Lo Kanal. What is the inner part of the letter? The form of the letter. And the form of the letter, we learned earlier, comes from the divine wisdom, the pre-intelligent level. Ach, Elam Hazeh HaShofo. So all of that is true of the higher world, the world of Neshames and Melochim. But this lowly world, Im HaChayish HaBeteche, with the life that it contains, its energy is caught in Mehechel. It is too small to contain the Lizbel and to be able to tolerate Evachayis Mubichinas Tzuras Eisiyes, the light that comes from the form of the letters, Upnimi Yusan, which is the inner part of the letter, Lahoyiru Lahashpia Bebeli Levush Vehester, that it should be able to illuminate and nourish the world, this world, without any concealment, without any garments. This the world cannot tolerate. In the same way and to the same degree that the letters of God's words illuminate and nourish the higher world, the souls and the angels, so in this world it can't be, rather the flow of life and energy comes into this world, it comes not from the inner part of the letter, from the form of the letters, but rather from the substance, the material, which is the body of the letters, v'chitzeinayusam, and that's the external part of the letter. Shehu b'chinas ha-hevel, and that's the breath, not the inner, not the will of the nefesh, which is the source of the form of the letters, but rather the breath, which is the source of the body of the letters, ha-mischalkes l'zayin ha-volim, which is divided into seven breaths, as expressed in Koheles, Sha'aleihem ha'olam eimed, upon which the world stands, as is mentioned in the Zayah, Kama shekasa b'Zayah HaKadosh. Hu meitza pi avaya ha'mislabish be'olam hazeh, and that is the words that come from God, which is clothed within the world, v'chol tevav, and all that is and all the creatures of this world, v'hachiyesam, to give them light, to give them life, uveteche melubeshes b'chinas tzuras esiyes hadibur v'hamachshavo mimideis avhagdeishes uritzeini v'chachmosei, and in this utterance that gives life to this world, there is the presence of the form of the letters, which is the step higher from the body of the letters, and also not only of the letters of speech, but also of thought, and eventually also the emotion, which is expressed in the thought and speech. So in these letters with which God creates this world, there is the presence of all the higher levels, the form of the letter, and all of that is still in speech. Then there is the thought that precedes speech, and then there is God's emotions, the midas, that precede thought, and then also God's will and wisdom. Hamiyuchodes bein sev baruch betachlis, all of these are completely one with God, and they are present in the letters that create this world. Lezeh shomer Arizal. And this is what the Arizal said, shebechinas chitzenius hakelim demalchus da'atzilus, that the external part of the vessels, that is the vessel of Malchus Datzilus, Hamenu Moses Behei Shal Shem Avaya Baruch Hu, which is represented by the second Hei of God's name, Heim Yardu V'Nasu Mishamo La'ilam Ha'asiyah. That's what descended and became the Neshama for the world of Asiyah. In other words, the lowest level of the world of Atzilus becomes the highest level for the world of Asiyah. And this, we find this also in the Tikkunim, Shahayud hu Batzilus, the Hei Tator Mekan Nabasiya, that the Yud is in Atzilus, and the lower Hei is in, it expresses itself in the world of Asiya, which is our world. Hayem Yem, for the 16th of Ov, the Rebbe writes that the Baal Shem Tov used to travel when he first revealed himself, and the travels were for three purposes. One is to ransom the captives. The second is to strengthen Torah and Yiras Shamayim. And the third was for spreading the teachings of Chassidus. And the Mittler Rebbe explained that the revealed part of Torah is called water. And everybody goes to water. The Pnimius, the inner part of Torah, is called fire. And generally, people are afraid of fire. And that's why the Mashpia, the one who's going to teach Chassidus, must go to the recipient, must go to the student and say to him, you have nothing to be afraid of. Don't be afraid of the inner part of Torah, because Hashem, God, your God, is a consuming fire. Which means, don't be afraid of the fire that is Torah, it is the fire of godliness. And the fire of godliness doesn't consume, it's a fire that warms.